Yeah, man. Greetings in the name of the Most High. We are, we'll let the equalizer do its thing, I guess. Not that it's really necessary. Coming to you live on an iPad device today, which is the studio. It usually would only go in kind of a sideways mode on the pad, but now it's behaving like a big phone kind of thing. So it's very interesting. It doesn't have a phone in it, but it's it's got really good sound though. Amazing. So this way I can strike. Well, you've seen the horror. And one more time. Just to make sure I said it right. Greetings. Oh, lately, grape juice has been kind of like mana, It's been a real kind of a lifesaver. It just really feels like it energizes. But I've had problems like the last week where I don't know if it's fatigue or whatever, but I've been battling the last couple, 3 years this, narcolepsy issue of falling asleep, just at inopportune times when you're really energized, and it's really been a disruption. But I'm going to go at it with some quantum healing techniques coming up here, because there is no cure, and there is no reason for it to occur, but it does occur. And I just feel terrible that, it's almost as if, well, you're not interested in this world anymore. And suddenly conked out into a deep sleep, It's like you're not even here. And it's not like kind of drifting. It's like conked from full on awake to conked. And doesn't happen on the pods. Nope, the pod's been, sharp. If doing the sound work I've done lately on the film, it hasn't, it's strange. The times that they don't necessarily make sense, because you'd be sitting there talking to people and then all of a sudden, boom, you're out. Like mid-sentence. So, we tried a drug about, 6 months ago, a year ago. And the problem with it is that it was a nootropic, and it was like, after a while, the effect wore off. So it really was only effective for about 4 or 5 days. And then, it was totally effective, 100%. It was like, you're back. So that was hitting the dopamine receptor. And, but like I say, it's curious, because it's like a genetic thing. I think it also has keyed in with it's like a metabolic type of thing. Because it really doesn't mean I'm not, sharp and on it and all that stuff. All that stuff's working. I think it's definitely a brain thing. It's also and it doesn't mean that you haven't had enough sleep. So that's another. People have their various theories about it. The one main thing to understand is there is no cure. And so this is something that, which means I have to cure it, which I will. And almost had it on the run when it seems like if I don't drink alcohol, it definitely is on the run at that point. So there's some neurological, maybe a tie-in. But it's a fight. Yeah, well, people get all kinds of things, you know, and they've, you know, I'm just thankful I'm still here after the dulling effect of all the, have you noticed how the, well, I don't really have a problem compared to people that have been, who have taken the shots and the booster shot. Now, they have a serious medical condition now. And, you know, I've, nothing like my little issue of, you know, occasionally falling asleep. It's funny, to be technically in a narcolepsy, you have to actually fall asleep into a deep sleep. You can't just, like, go halfway like you're drifting. It's got to be, boom, done. And anyway, I'll solve it. It's, yeah, it's metabolic, but I mean, I have some technology here that's so advanced. It's so far beyond anything we have, and it heals you with frequency. It's beyond Rife and all that. I just have to take time to get into it. And then I'd be qualified to help other people as well. You know, people I know. Healing in the future will become community. No longer will we have doctors, because doctors cannot be trusted. Doctors played a very dangerous game, and now they're done. The doctors have lost all credibility, and they're finished. Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. The doctors. Oh, now what are we going to do without doctors? Well, my friends, what we're going to do is we are our own doctors, and we heal each other. Sometimes just in the, you could be in the presence of me and you get healed, even though I may not be 100%. You know, there are people that have that, if you're totally hooked up with the Lord too, you're like this walking healer. You know, this walking, you know, you're a hospital stay. Hospitals are so, you know, what they are to me are mausoleums. They're places people go to die. And have you noticed now that some people on TV, some people that claim to have taken the jab, of course, haven't. For example, the NFL, they don't give the jab to. And sports teams. The reason I know that is because we don't see them falling down with heart attacks. And the reason we don't see that is because they're not taking the jab, because they know that it's dangerous. They want the public to die. You know, it's so funny to watch the public commit suicide. It's something I never thought I would see before, where the public pays a health professional to kill them on behalf of Klaus Schwab, and they're dying for the Fourth Reich, which is for the Nazis. Even though we spent all this blood and treasure beating the Nazis, here they are offering their neck to the Nazis and dying. It's, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just so, it's so far over the top. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about the dulling effect. You know, so what I've noticed now is the early jabbers are becoming neurologically dull. And brainwaves dull, you know, kind of like, you know, there's, life is, no, they're not stupid, but dull means they're just like a blunted affect. Blunted affect. So what I think is happening to them is, I think what's there's something going on with their brains, with these prions that are, you know, released through these shots, and I believe it's in a sense taken the God connection out, and then they're being kind of slowly transformed into, over time, you know, I mean, it's not all right away, but over time, into, you know, slaves of the state who will just do whatever they're told to do. So I would say at that point, the soul is gone because you don't really have a, you know, you're not really you anymore. You know, once that component, once that connection to God is cut, you're not really you anymore. You know, you're subject to being a slave or whatever they want you to be at that point. And then as far as programming, of course, those who've been getting in line and getting their shots, they're very easy to keep programmed. I noticed in New Zealand they're calling for orgies now. The reason they call for orgies publicly is because they're pedophiles. It's saying orgy is really like a signal for saying, okay, pedophiles, let's get back to it. So when they say you can have orgies now up to 25 people, they don't mean adults. They're talking, you know, anything goes. They're Satanists. So they're talking about, you know, rock out, baby. You know, it's... And, of course, the delicacy is the, you know, corrupting the innocent. So the younger, the better. So it's funny how New Zealand would just admit that publicly. That the Prime Minister, what's her name, Ardern, she gets out there and she, you know, she's like, oh, it's so funny. We can get back to our, you know, Tinder relationships from the app Tinder, you know. Where's the orgy going to be this week? Up to 25 people. And it's funny how they push the orgy idea. Pushing the orgy idea publicly. Pushing the trannies, the orgies, the LGBTQ, you know, anything but, you know, man, woman, sex, children, family, nuclear family. Anything but that is okay. That's not good. So I want the trees now, guys. You people have to start planting the trees upside down or I'm going to be disappointed. I want those, you know, those roots in the air and the branches under the ground. Now, can't you do that for me? So we can truly, truly have a lovely time. And as far as Christmas, this is, I want the devil horns on Santa now. And I want Jesus banished. And, you know, let's face it. You don't have to mess around with sex. You know what you want to do is kill the kid. So let's have public executions of children. And guilty of? No, there's no guilt. They're just guilty of being young. Having blood that could help us all. And when I'm done with you, you're not going to be able to. You're going to be so traumatized after this next episode. You're going to be so traumatized, you're never going to be able to be human again. Ever. You'll never be able to get back there again. And that, I think, is the spirit of what they're going for. And, please don't make any mistake. I mean, if you've seen the third world as we have, you know, just, you know, here and there in our connection to Pakistan and Afghanistan and so forth, you understand how cheap life has become. You understand that. But life is going to be that cheap here in the United States. Because, you see, what we've gone through already is just, it's like an opening. Now, there is a silver lining here, you know, that, and I don't want to miss it. In these kind of sleep things, I've been seeing into other realms. I've been seeing that there are all these realms connected to us. They're like, they look kind of like dream worlds, you know, like part of a dream world where I'm hearing things and seeing things from these places, this kind of bleed through. And there truly are other worlds that are not in this kind of trauma-based MK Ultra, just horror fest. There really are. And these worlds that I see are just like right next to ours. It just would take a, you know, I don't think you have to die to get there. I think it's, you have to change your frequency to get there. And life would just seem normal, like the next day would seem like the next day, but then you realize different things are happening. And we're just about to unlock the door to that kind of technology, which is basically a mind-developed technology, so you don't need machines, you don't need chips, all you need is your mind and your soul to open those portals. And you can go there today. But as I see the into these things more and more, I realize that, you know, the old children's song, you know, row, row, row your boat, you know, steer your mind gently down the stream, life. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. It really is more dream than anything else. You can't say at this point that it's a solid experience because too many anomalous events occur to would shatter any kind of theory of simultaneous continuum. Right? Or organic development. That's another, what another misnomer in terms, huh? It's developing organically. You know, meaning logically, from step by step. Yeah, it's developing very naturalistically. Step by step by step. And, you know, it's where life doesn't develop that way. Sudden things happen. It's a dream world. Thus, you have control. Come on, guys. This is where God wants to take us. I mean, what good is prophecy if it doesn't get you out of here and into something more habitable? I mean, this is, I feel like we all have to go to hell to rescue our brothers and sisters. The only way out is, it's got to be that faith. By faith. Faith. Where's my, where my faith verses. Very good. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Is fallen, it has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, i.e. jabs. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to her works. In the cup which she has filled, fill to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sent a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And so you see, it doesn't take long for the entire Babylonian world system to go. And we know it's a Babylonian world system because we see when the dignitaries get their funerals, their Babylonian rituals, you know, pretending to be Catholic or pretending to be some kind of Christian thing, when they're not, they're Babylonian. And really, the first king of Babylon, you might find this interesting, is you know, in mythology, you know, we have no real proof, but is said to be Marduk, who is also Satan. And I find that to be very interesting. In other words, the entire Babylonian system, which, you know, birthed the Whore of Babylon, which is another way of, you know, saying that, you know, it's a big system, it's a big club. One must be initiated into it. All the institutions of the earth are initiated into it, which is why you see the global domination, what it is. You know, I've been saying it's like this since I was a child. And I have been thrown in, you know, incarcerated and drugged up and thrown in mental hospitals, everything else, because I said it was what it was. And I further to that say it's a simulacrum, and I further that say it is a basically a simulation. And I don't think, I know we all have a destiny, but I'm beginning to think, you know, I think what God wants us to do is to get ourselves out of here, to unlock the truth that he's given us. What is it to separate ourselves from Babylon? There's definitely a frequency thing. So, you know, I think now it's even more acute than ever. Now that we realize what I have always known my whole life, that none of these governments had anything to do, you know, all these conspiracies that happened, all the, you know, I wondered since JFK and since Martin Luther King and, you know, some of the big assassinations we've had, I've always wondered, you know, who's really, how does this work exactly? And now they're showing you some leg, right? They're showing you, okay, here's what it really is. We run everything, and your governments do nothing. Everyone in your government and media are traitors, and they're traitors to you because their goal is to lock you up in slavery. But first they must put you, you know, use you as, you know, cattle, an experiment, a big experiment with the with this drug that seems to be, you know, these drugs, these injections, that seem to also be some kind of a hybrid, not just hybridizing you, but also birthing some kind of, you know, foreign being, some kind of, you know, being that is being born in the, using the human as a host. You can't make it up, right? How did James Cameron get that idea for, you know, aliens? And where did those aliens come from? They're hybrids. They needed a human host to ingest, right, before they could then break out and then become that alien. That, you know, H.R. Geiger, you know, being. But first they had to start with the host. So I've been seeing some video lately of some of these, you know, I don't know what they are, but some living being that's being born in the, you know, and looking at the blood under a microscope of people that have been injected and seeing these beings, like one looks like a Cthulhu. What is, right? It's like a half squid, half monster man, right? Cthulhu, the old Lovecraftian, you know, sort of god, deity, monster. And, you know, definitely have the, having the squid aspect for movement. Now, you know, well, you could make him a hominid, I guess, if you like, and make him a biped, as we did that. But they only need to be a head and tentacles is really all they need to run around. Anyway, it looks like that. It looks like kind of like a head with these tentacles hanging down under the microscope. So you wonder if these people are not being used to you know, be a host to the birth process of some new race that doesn't need carbon to exist. Because human beings are carbon-based. So if your plan is to get rid of carbon, then you're simply saying we need to get rid of all human beings by a certain date. We don't want a carbon footprint. Well, then you don't want human beings. Or cattle, or trees, or trees are a big nuisance. So what would live on something like that? What do they want to do to the planet? They want to make the planet like Mars? Perhaps? Dry, barren, not much in the way of carbon life forms? Is that what these little beings thrive on? Are these little tiny beings in the microscope, you know, have they taken over? And are they very intelligent, like linked all together and forcing humans to make a habitat for them, which will be the true New World Order, will be these new beings birthed in the blood of the degenerated human who's being used as biological soup for the birthing process. Well, yeah, sounds like sci-fi. Sounds like pretty good sci-fi to me. Scary as hell. We've seen it before. But it looks to me like that's what they're up to. They're planting some living creature in the blood that is growing. One cannot help but think that they have gone to where they really want to go, which is beyond humanocentrism, beyond anthropocentric values. In other words, the human is no longer the center of the universe. It's another being that they serve, another species. And they serve the species because they too are that species. Only they have a human form that they can show to the world, but they really aren't that anymore. Human, that is. It does. Then the other aspect is to make the human a slave of the state. Well, that just seems transitory to me. Something you do because you were all these people obedient to us. Transitory power at best. Certainly no New World Order. No Shambhala. Not at all. But the extinction of humans seems to be more accurate as to what's really going on. And possibly the supplantation of the human and carbon life forms with another life form, not carbon. So there's a war on carbon. The people that participate are either fucking stupid, right? The libtard, whatever. Which we know that's true. I mean, the rhino Republican, the statist, the politico of any stripe. Stupid to think that politics is some sort of answer. When what the real answer should be is really interspecies war with something that has such powerful mind control of the tendencies. Why would they put graphene oxide or the other graphene? The graphene oxide, there's a graphene something else, but graphene product into the jab. Is it to make these beings? Is it part of their, you know, their I hate to say biological basis, but their scientific or their ontological basis, whatever the basis they have as life forms. So the takeover that we saw begin really is an alien takeover from within our bodies, orchestrated by the masters of this world, who have, of course, control of all governments and all people through all the those who pledge their allegiance, who think they're going to have a piece of the pie, but they're never told that there is no pie. What's the real secret is there is no secret. It just is what it is, right in front of us. And we line up. I promise you, if you get the jab, life will be so easy for you with your COVID passes. It's like, yes, they desperately need you to take that jab. Oh, they desperately need you to take that shot. Take your shots, please. Okay, so war of the unvaccinated was a lie. Okay. We just want you to know how desperately important it is that you take your shot. We want you to know that it's really a matter of life and death, but we also want you to know that we have to honor your free will. We can't just jab you. We've tried. And we get stopped every time because free will has to be honored. We'll give you everything if you just take this jab. When those people die from COVID, most of them who've taken the jab, and they get this little Omicron variant, and they die. And there's, you know, hundreds of thousands, now millions of them, and, you know, taking these shots and died. I mean, numbers are going, you know, exponentially, catastrophically upwards. So, one wonders If that body then is if the blood is collected for further incubation of these beings. I don't know how big they're gonna get, but would it be funny if in the end they're something that's basically invisible except through a microscope ends up ruling the earth, which then becomes a barren wasteland, and that these beings can only live in a wasteland, right? What we would call a wasteland with no green, no water, no nothing, but they're quite at home, and they have to turn this into that wasteland in order to live, but they have control. They have more control over everybody than Klaus Schwab. They tell the leaders what to do through their minds. They have complete control of the minds of the leaders, and they tell them what to do. Make the earth into an inhabitable, desert-like, you know, arid environment where all there is blowing dust and sand, and these beings will get along just great. So I just wonder if that's really a some kind of a thing, you know. It's definitely there in the microscope, and one could definitely speculate, but it's hard to know exactly what they're doing, although, you know, I can tell you this, none of it's good, and none of it will ever return back to normal. So it behooves us to get out of here and get to that next dimension, get to that next, you know, aspect of life. We didn't have to fall this far down. We did because of, you know, we killed children, right? Satan runs the earth. The sacrament of Satan is blood of innocence, of course. There's a free will game afloat. Whether or not you give up your free will, it's a big test whether you take the jab or not. Right, because they're acting like you have to have free will. They force jab some people down in Australia, but I think I've heard now they've knocked that off. I think, see, because it doesn't count. If you force jab somebody, it doesn't count. So now we are starting to see the game afoot, aren't we? We're really dialing into this game now. We see it. You have to consent to being taken over by them. Once you consent, they can have their way with you on many different levels, including at the graphene oxide level, which is another species, perhaps. So the communism, socialism, whatever, capitalism, this is a matter of countries, prime ministers, congresses, governments, all a ruse. It's really about a laboratory, and possibly a transition of not just human life, but all life on Earth to something we would call uninhabitable, but to another species might be perfectly enjoyable and inhabitable. But at any rate, what I'm watching is they're killing people, in an organized fashion, and the people are lining up to be killed in an organized fashion. I have my doubts that people that take these jabs and boosters are going to really be around that much longer. I really have my doubts that they would live a full life. I don't think so. I don't think there's any way to really reverse what has been put in place. Some people have tried. I know people who've tried. And God bless him, you know. I know a couple people have repented. They said, I'm never going to take it again. I repent, Lord. And I believe that God will have mercy on them. Well, it all depends to the degree of which they gave their personal consent. Did they give consent when they got the jab, or were they kind of ignorant? If they're kind of ignorant and then they repent, it seems to me God would have mercy upon them, right? When you say God, well, no, I don't mean many different Yahwehs or different Jesuses. No. I mean Axis. Absolute. Godhead. So I'm saying there's mercy for those who repent. Of course, that goes without saying throughout all of life. I would love to see some kind of summary conclusion to this. So I will. I think we're going to round the corner. We're going to get to some summary conclusions by experts around the world who will tell you what it is, whether it's the birthing of another species that needs a world without carbon, but needs carbon in order to be birthed. Yep. And then, or if it's about another bipedal, you know, two arms and two legs, human, who's going to live on as a hybrid upon the earth with a war on carbon itself. Does that make sense? No, it does not. You can have robots do the slave work. So what makes sense here? The human host theory does make sense, but it's absolutely not just sad, but it's terrifying and it's horrible. But then again, I this is not my home. I'm just here observing. I'm sending back my data to the Almighty God. He put me here to observe and even pray against. But the way to pray against, the only way I can pray against it, is I have to know what it is. And so far, nobody has explained it to me except myself. Oh, everybody's had a piece of it. Sure, I see these different people, these different talks, for like this guy, Stu Peters, has all these doctors on, and he's had, you know, he's the one that had the, I think it's Carrie Medev, or Medet, Carrie Medet, and she's the one that puts this blood under the microscope and shows you these little creatures. It's fascinating. So I've gotten some info there, and then other people are starting to discover this idea that we're in frequencies. You know, you could take a leap to a different, you know, life track. They're called soul tracks. And these soul tracks, we haven't talked about this in 20 years. These soul tracks, they don't all go to the same place. And you can't change soul tracks. You know, I was once in I was in a coma with an overdose of drugs. Of course, it was a murder attempt for my blabbing about these satanic people. Anyway, so what they were trying to do is, when I got out of there, I felt I had gone to a different track. In other words, I felt I had died. Because, you know, I was told my heart stopped for 20 minutes plus. I had no vision during that period of the coma of anything. No heaven, no Jesus, nothing. None of that. I had no glimpse of heaven. All I know is I went on from there. And I'd always felt that, perhaps, you know, that soul track was death. And I wound up on another one. You know, to kind of play it out. In other words, I was not successful. But in one life, maybe I was. But then my life went on again. Beyond that. Where all the implications of and responsibilities of taking one's life, mental health, all these things, you know, befell me to prove myself you know, a reliable human being, which of course I did. And I was able to maybe not overturn the need for suicide, the depression, the self-loathing, the shame, the guilt that was involved. And I sort of had to grapple with that. And of course, I had a daughter that said, same thing, committed suicide. You know, could not help her. That was just one of those things where it was going to happen. And she's out of here now. And all the victims that have been lost are out of here. All the jabbed, climbing, tens of thousands, twenties of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. They're getting out of here now. And you just really wonder what it's up to. But I think I've had a few ideas here that do constitute some kind of prophetic lead, that what God is doing with his people is separating them. That's the whole point of Revelation 18. Come out of her and be separate, so that her plagues, like the vials, are not visited upon you, so you can escape this dimension, you see. I don't think the Lord is shy with his notion of escape. Overcoming, escaping, sidestepping, being separate, another world, another universe, another place, separate, another dimension, obviously. So God would not tell us about another dimension that we would separate to, because there is no separation in the same dimension. Agreed? Who agrees with me? Is there a separation and then staying in the same dimension, breathing the same fumes, being around the same frequencies? No, that's not separation. Well, what is separation? Complete total disconnect. How can that happen? It must be a physical thing. It has to be. God's not a liar. It has to be. It must be there. A separation. And then, where are you then? You're no longer here. And that has to be a better life than what this is. This life right now is like being in the waiting room. You're waiting to die. You're on death row here. You're waiting to die. You're waiting. They keep kind of trying to come up with ways. How can we kill them and get their consent at the same time? That's the game they're playing, folks. Can you see it? Get their consent at the same... We can't kill them. We have to get their consent at the same time, or else it doesn't count. You know, this is real stuff here. These are real rules. So, you're going to hear more and more talk from people about escaping this dimension. Of course, if you escape this dimension, you won't be talking to me again. You know, I won't be talking to you. We'll be separated because of that. So you're not going to have people going on the news saying, I just left, because it would be as if they never lived here in the first place. You will not remember them once they leave. It's just the way it has to be. But leave they will. You know, I just want to make sure we leave too. You could call it a kind of rapture, I suppose. The idea that those of God, i.e., who's God now? The people of God are the people that did not take the jab, obviously. People that take the jab are obviously either not of God or, you know, very low IQ, very gullible, perhaps, you know, prone to making a mistake, who could not see this setup coming from a mile away, But then you wonder, well, where do they go to church? What are they learning there? Obviously not much. No. We don't do the separating. God will do the separating. I don't have to go take, you know, a master course on flipping dimensions. God is enough. We don't have to stay here. God has ordered us to be separate. He said, because I don't want you to be part of the plagues. We've had a lot of Noah's Ark references the last few days. Popping up here and there, more commercials on TV. You know, I think this really requires some deep ponderance, some deep thinking. How will God deal with replenishing wherever we end up? Okay. Short and sweet today. With that, we will call it a day. Let's see if this does it. Goodbye, everybody, and we'll see you next time.